of money just lying around, so I knew there was no way anyone could trick us out of thousands of dollars. Of course, I knew nothing about that houseboat yet. Sure enough, within a couple of weeks, Katie sent an entire camera crew to Waco to spend 5 days filming us for what they called a sizzle reel, basically an extended commercial they would put together to try to sell a television series based on the two of us and our little business. They never asked us for any money at all. They were legit, which made us wonder, why in the world would anyone care to watch us on TV? We don't even watch TV. These people have to be nuts. After the crew spent a couple of days with us, they started thinking they may be nuts too. Chip and I were horrible. We were scared of the cameras, which is hilarious because Chip is the most talkative guy I know. But like clockwork, the moment that red light turned on, he froze.
My mouth was dry. I couldn't even think straight. Joe was her normal, slightly dull self. They just followed Joe around and tried to make something out of nothing. It was pretty obvious this could not make good television. We were awful. We were awful.
The crew had me stand in my kitchen and try to make pancakes with the kids hanging off my legs while Chip was basically sucking his thumb over in the corner. And the whole time I was trying to convince the kids not to look into the camera so it would look more natural. It certainly didn't feel natural, and it definitely wasn't any fun. On the fourth day, just before the camera crew was scheduled to go home, their top guy pulled us aside and said, "Look,